Ninth pack of Shabbos, Mishnah Vav, we continue the halachas of Shiurim. What is the quantity that one takes up as quantity on Shabbos? Does it intentionally Yishchai Skiva, Beshege, Yishchai Chata, Kilpeles, peppercorn, kosher, even one, because they used to put in their mouth to remove bad breath. So, Hera Chashidus, each one is some type of tar, derivative, cold shoe. This is also even a small amount that was used for some types of medicinal purposes. Mini to summon different types of incense, mini matechas, types of metal, cold shame, also these things, they have a good smell, so even a small amount is choshev, metal also can be used to make something part of the clay which is pointy or whatever, which is small. Me'avne mizbeach, me'afa mizbeach. If taken from the stones of the Mizbeach or from the earth of the Mizbeach, Mizbeach was made up of stones and earth that were helping us mend it together. Mekka kasvarim, Mekka mitzvachoseim. If you have rotting, disintegrating parts of svarim or mitzvachoseim or the coverings, like a mantle around the Sefer Torah called Shehu. Even a small amount of this matnimos and the gozdim, people put them away in Geniza. As we see from here, that they have a sefer which is deteriorating, falling apart, rotting, and the like. That part is needs Geniza. If somebody binds a sefer, he drills it, and there's some makes holes in it. That also needs Geniza. Shabru is lenient if the sefer was never used, then the margins don't have kedusha. But once it's used. Someone who carries out something that's used for the service of the Avodah Zarah, something that's used for the service of the Avodah Zarah in a small amount is considered kosher. You shouldn't have even the smallest amount of the Avodah Zarah or the things that are used to serve the Avodah Zarah. And these things are also b'ano, and therefore as a chashidus, if you carry it on Shabbos, I guess you want to use it for later, then you will be open to the racist.